Burroughs' observations of peddling drugs emphatically contradict one of the tenets of what, in his original introduction to Junk, he called the officially sponsored myth. Addicts want to get others on the stuff. Ironically, Burroughs implies that, with the odd exception, the economics of the junk trade are more rather than less ethical than those of the above-ground business world. To the prevailing Cold War rhetoric of imitation and deterrence, and the insistence on striking a moral position, Burroughs just said no. Commissioner of Narcotics Harry J. Anslinger, who also published a book in 1953, The Traffic in Narcotics, maintained the official myths as long as possible. But, as David Courtwright notes, hard epidemiological data, like the Lexington intake figures, actually supports Burroughs' insistence throughout Junkie that addiction isn't a moral failing or a psychopathology demanding punitive treatment, but a disease of exposure. Burroughs, who spent 2 weeks in Lexington during January 1948, was a statistic in the manifest failure of politically motivated and increasingly draconian prohibition laws. 50 years later, at a time when America has incarcerated 500,000 drug offenders, an astonishing development beyond even Burroughs' powers of prophecy, his point-blank refusal in Junkie to dodge the moral, medical, legal, and political hypocrisy that surround the subject of addiction is, regrettably, more relevant now than it ever was. Nevertheless, it would be a mistake to conclude on this note, just as it would be a mistake to read Burroughs' descriptions of junk peddling as only a critique of capitalism or a riposte to tales of the heroin menace. In the end, and not just for literary reasons, Burroughs' novel is more than, other than, a bold piece of clear-eyed reportage. His clinical observations give rise to speculative insights, to flights of scientific fantasy about addiction, and from his original introduction, it's clear that these pointed toward a thesis. Here he made explicit, for example, the logic behind the many images in the novel that imply junk itself is a kind of spectral vampire preying on its users. You cannot avoid the feeling that junk is in some way alive. Junk is a parasite, and so on. Before being able to take the idea further, Burroughs would have to write Queer, a slighter text in many obvious ways, and yet, in other respects, more crucial to his development. But this is Burroughs taking the first steps towards his theory of the virus, a central concern in his writing from Naked Lunch onwards. In other words, Junkie is in embryonic form an exploratory novel, an experimental text, like all those Burroughs would write after it, and the final lines of the introduction he cut could stand as the maxim for his entire oeuvre. I am using the known facts as a starting point in an attempt to reach facts that are not known.